the curtains. The sun goes down complaining every night.
I don't want to.
Smoking on that strong, that's that steroid. They tryna kick me out like A-Rod. I used to run the base like A-Rod. When I get me a check, I'ma buy me some extra. When I get me a check, I'ma buy me a necklace. When I get me a check, I'ma eat her for breakfast. When I get me a check, nigga got the respect. Got the...
It's 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
You,
A-Rod,
whole lot of money.
Make somebody get killed.
You know that I'm proper. I rock with my partners. We need us a doctor for drinking the vodka and pina colada.
Yeah.
I had to cut that off.
Yeah, just in
a lot
time.
Of swear words.
Just in time. Right at that point, they're talking about what's happening. Oh yeah. Hey.
We got a lot going on in the world of sports. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Many, many, many topics today. Olympic topics, jockstrap auctions, Hall of Fame game canceled, A-Rod. What else?
Olympics.
Oh. Yeah, I said Olympics.
Oh.
I was trying to, like, build up excitement. 201-209-9368. Mark Sanchez, the Sanchez.
The Sanchez.
Coming to you. RG3 going to the Browns. Woo!
I thought he was already on the Browns.
Yeah, they named him as their starting quarterback.
No,
for
I mean,
sure.
They just don't have anybody else.
I know. What, who else are they?
I mean, they could have named a running back the quarterback.
This is the Olympic fanfare. I have to put all these things on the thing here. Olympic.
This is not NBC's coverage.
No.
Of the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro.
Because NBC's coverage is going to be, like, tape delayed until midnight tonight. So we're just going to tell you all the results, and then you won't have to stay up late to watch it. Because they already happened.
Everything's already done
and settled. So, yeah.
So we'll be spoiling all of tonight's primetime coverage of the Olympics.
Could you turn that down a little? Thanks. It could be a little bit. Whatever you want to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
What?
Webhamster Henry on the comments board at WFMU.org says, I'm excited. He says it's said in Droopy's voice. Remember Droopy Dog?
Yeah, I like Droopy Dog.
Yeah, he was awesome.
I don't remember what cartoons he was in, but he was kind of always amusing.
Sometimes he was like a sheriff. Sheriff Droopy. Do you remember that? That was kind of good.
No, there was Droopy. There was Deputy Dog,
who was also slightly droopy. Am I getting him confused?
Yeah, Deputy Dog was like a blue dog that was also kind of like, yeah, I guess I'll rest that guy over there. Or Huckleberry Hound.
Oh, Huckleberry Hound was blue. He was horrible.
Yeah, I got those two confused. I think Deputy
Sluggo,
Dog was,
Sluggo
was a white
used
dog.
To watch. He had to come home from school when he was a kid, Sluggo, and the only cartoons that were on were Huckleberry Hound cartoons.
Yeah, they were good.
He felt like he had to watch them because he was a kid and that was his job, was to watch cartoons, but he hated Huckleberry Hound, so he'd sit there seething with rage while he watched Huckleberry
That's
Hound.
That's a good childhood. When you can spend your childhood seething with rage
over Huckleberry
you've
Hound,
you've spent it correctly.
Listener Ken in Chicago says that I sound like I'm auditioning for 590, the sports rupture. We are 590.
I'm Detritus.
And I'm Buttercup, here
and
with you.
You're on the sports rupture.
Actually, you're not. We had a poll. We asked our listeners.
Did?
Yeah, we did a Twitter poll, at Sportsy Talk. And we asked our listeners if they thought the name Buttercup and Detritus on 590, the sports rupture, was better or not better than Sportsy Talk. And it was very close.
Very close.
Well, it was mostly very close because I control like 6 Twitter accounts, so I just went in and voted for better. But the actual listeners voted for not better. So I guess we're going to leave the name at Sportsy Talk, and I'll change the Twitter back.
Can we still call it the sports rupture?
We can.
The song at the top of the show was from the Yips. It's their album.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
The Blue Flannel Bathrobe Butterfly goes out to Gilmore Tammy. Terrific. And that's called The Clouds Were Ships. It's a great
Wait,
tune.
It's her own song. She sang that song.
Gilmore Tammy is the head lead singer of the
you're
Yips.
You're dedicating a Gilmore song to Gilmore.
To Gilmore.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah. So, you know, big news in the Olympics.
So much big news that we're going to tell you.
Should we tell people?
What is it?
About what's happening?
Yeah.
So the lady gymnasts.
Yeah, the American.
So I didn't understand the other day.
Yeah.
Because they started off, and they were jumping around doing their thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was just qualifying. That was like Sunday night. Today they've won the.
The team.
We're gonna tell you what's happening. So you know.
I just told them.
The team, yeah, they won a gold medal.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Well,
we love gold medals.
Everybody expected them to win the gold medal.
They're kind of the best gymnast team of all time, apparently. And Simone Biles is kind of a superstar.
But everybody thought Gabby Douglas was, I mean, she won the individual gold last year, right?
Yes.
No, I mean, not last year.
She won the all-around.
The all-around. She won the
all-around. And she won a gold medal with the
And everybody thought she would be back to defend that, and she didn't make it.
Well, just because of stupid rules.
To have rules.
No, we don't.
Yes. Rules are necessary.
So wait a minute. So the top three qualifiers were Simone Biles. She was too young to go to the last Olympics.
Right.
And then Allie Riesman, who was the captain of the team. She won with the last bunch or whatever. And then she was third, but you could only have two people do the all-around again or something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's baloney.
Why?
Because she came in third. She should be getting...
Third is nothing. Third is like...
Third is a bronze medal in these sports.
Coming in second is nothing. I mean,
what are you talking about? Are you telling me you wouldn't want a silver medal?
No. Only Americans only want the gold medal.
No, that's not true.
Americans only want gold.
No,
yes.
That's not true.
Yes, because
getting a silver medal is still pretty cool.
Because when you see like when they do like the thing of like, oh, what country has the most medals? And they always
count the bronze and silver too.
Yeah, they only count bronze and silver till we're beating everyone in gold, and then they just count gold.
I think a silver medal would be awesome. If someone
There's been a lot of disasters, though.
What disaster?
That French guy who was doing the vault, and he came down and just snapped his leg.
Oh, his leg was, And then they dropped him off the gurney.
I know.
Gurney.
They were carrying him off on a stretcher, and they dropped him.
They had the Keystone cops carrying him.
It was pretty bad. And he just looked peeved, you know, because he's French.
In the gloomy palace,
sad gymnast dies.
Sad gymnast guys.
Sad gymnast guys.
His leg was the wrong way. I mean, it was broken in a way where it was like hanging off his leg.
Yeah.
That was bad. And then did you see the crash on the bike crash?
The woman's bike crash.
Yeah, they were like, it was raining today, but I'm sure it'll be fine. And it's like, I don't think that's fine. I think that's really messed up. Like, the lady was like, looked dead.
Well, she was. I mean, she fractured. She was a Dutch cyclist. She was, I think, in the lead at the time. I'm not sure.
Yes, she was in
and
the
she
lead
was,
by
she,
a lot.
By a lot. And she crashed and fractured her spine in
hit
three
her
places.
Face against a
yeah,
curb.
She had a super bad concussion and fractured her spine in three places.
So I hope she's, you know,
I hope
okay.
She's okay. She's in the hospital in
Belgian
Rio de Janeiro. So how good is that?
And then
I
the American who
Wait,
passed
is she
her.
Belgian? I thought she was Dutch.
I don't know. There's, is there a
Dutch.
Difference between Belgian and Dutch
yeah.
that I'm not
yes.
aware of? Is that two different countries?
Well, it is two different countries,
I have the faintest
although,
idea.
Although the Belgians, you know, they have Flems and Walloons.
Is Netherlands the same as Belgium?
No, the Netherlands is the same as Holland, which is the Dutch people.
Ah,
right?
See, I don't.
And
yeah.
the Dutch-speaking Belgians are called Walloons.
Honestly, I just think
and
of those places
French
as extensions of France and Germany.
The French,
like whoever's conquered them lately.
Oh, Lord.
My people come from the Alsace-Lorraine part of. It's now Germany, but
Wait,
it used to be like
really?
For 100 years it'd be French because the French would come and invade Germany,
yeah.
and then Germany would invade France, and it would
Wait,
be German
so you were,
for a while.
So you were sort of French and sort of
That's
German.
That's why my last name is Behrle and pronounced Burley because it makes no sense. That's ridiculous.
Oh, hey, you know what? When you text me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
My phone announces who's texting me.
Yeah.
It says, and it pronounces your name Burl.
That's yeah.
It
a
says,
lot of people do pronounce it that way.
Well, I used to until I. Learn
until,
better.
Yeah, I mean, but some people have actually found out that it's pronounced Burley and like Burl better.
But wait, so you're
so
not.
Some people call me Burl.
Well, that's wrong. I mean, it's Burley, right?
I mean, it is.
How do we get
who
the?
Cares?
How do we get my phone to change?
I don't think there is any way.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I have to become super famous.
Aren't you?
I mean, some people pronounce.
You're a co-host on Sportsy Talk.
No, I mean
did,
even more famous than that.
You wrote for Gawker before they went under.
I didn't really write for them. I mean,
Whatever.
I wrote for cats that were on Gawker. They're not under. They're just being bought by corporate overlords,
yeah,
which would probably
thing.
Be better than their old overlord, who was kind of terrible.
Okay.
I have fantasy baseball. I have two phones in my pocket.
Wait.
And so fantasy baseball alerts is what you're hearing in the background.
I heard
it's
those.
Like,
yeah, I wondered what
it's
that
like,
was.
Hanley Ramirez isn't playing tonight, Jim. Why do you still have him in your lineup? Shut
oh,
up.
Oh, hey,
phone.
You know who else isn't playing tonight?
Who?
A-Rod.
Oh,
A-Rod's
no,
not
he is.
Playing.
He's
not
playing tonight.
He's not in the lineup tonight. They said they might put him in on Thursday.
Well, because tonight was supposed to be, they're at the Yankees
they're
are at Boston.
For three games, I
three
think.
Game series.
Yeah. And then they're coming back to the Bronx on Friday. And
Friday
is
will
be
his
A-Rod's last night. Alex Rodriguez.
That we think.
He is.
Do we actually think that he's not going to go someplace else?
It's going to be his last night as a Yankee.
He only has four home runs to go. Like somebody should pick him up and let him get his four home runs. Like some team that's in last place.
Wow, listener Folsom heard that you have a lot in common with Milton Berle, and you know what that means.
Is that like a Donald Trump thing where it's?
No, it's like.
Yeah, no, it's
no?
not. That's not actually true.
Okay, I had to do a hand gesture to explain that. A-Rod, right? Alex Rodriguez.
What about him?
He wasn't playing. They were just sitting him on the bench.
Yeah, so what? You still
he
get
was
paid.
Embarrassed. Yeah, I know. He gets paid.
Why
he,
do you get? Why would you get embarrassed?
He's embarrassed.
He gets paid $25 million this year or something
so
like that.
So somehow, all of a sudden, they had this mystery press conference. I think it was Sunday morning.
Sunday
right?
morning.
Sunday morning.
Before I woke up.
Yeah.
Or I was on my way to visit Ben in
it's
the
like, it's, oh, yeah,
hospital for special surgery. He said the knee surgery.
I hope you feel better, Ben. I'm
Ben,
sorry.
I know that you're not listening. Because you're in an ambulette going to another place, the rehab facility. But my roommate Ben is recovering nicely from his knee surgery. But I spent the whole weekend hanging out watching the Olympics with him at the hospital for special surgery. That's a great hospital if you need a knee surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need a knee replacement, if you need any part of your body replaced,
it's a good
I think
hospital.
They can do that.
I know,
yeah,
I,
yeah.
know I have a friend who had a couple of hips replaced.
They do a nice job.
Yeah.
And they don't joke around. It's no joke over there, man. Like it's
well,
like,
I don't think the hospital is supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, no, it's not
surgery.
Like one of those wacky hospitals. You
oh,
know
like
what I mean?
One of those hospitals in Rio de Janeiro where they take you when you fracture your spine.
When you're like, they pick you up because your leg's falling off and then they drop you on your face.
That's different, right? Okay, so they had this, and it's like everybody was pretending like they didn't know what the press conference was going to be about. It's like, oh, it's such a big secret. It's like, come on, it's Alex Rodriguez and everybody from the Yankees management and the entire Yankee team coming to a press conference. What do you think?
They made the team go to the thing?
Yes.
They had to sit there. Have that many fans on the team.
No, they don't like him.
Nobody likes him.
This is all a thing to, like, save face for somebody. I mean, they worked out a deal.
How do you save face by somebody saying, like, we don't want you anymore?
Yeah, they're not saying
and we're
going
to fire you on Friday.
They're saying, oh, hey, Alex, we'd like you to move into this new position as an advisor and a consultant, and you could go teach the minor leaguers how to take steroids, you know, or whatever. And so, you know, how to fake your drug tests and not get caught or whatever he knows how to do, right?
Sure.
So they're like, okay, we're going to pay you and stuff. And he was like, well, it wasn't my idea, but I'm okay with it. It's fine. And he's sobbing, you know. And he says, I'm fine.
He was very
fine.
Emotional. I thought that was one of the most humanizing moments I've ever seen with him.
You always think he's going to, you know, you're going to be able to play, but I guess I can't. And it was embarrassing to sit there and not get put in the game.
Was so it? Guess, yeah, why? You still get paid.
He thinks.
Who cares, man?
Because he was all fancy.
I'll sit on the bench for $25 million. No problem.
Right?
What, I mean, it's embarrassing to play for the Yankees this year. I mean, no matter what,
well,
where you are.
But he's part of the problem. So anyway, so they made up this story about how he's going to be, you know, some kind of valued advisor. And then they're like, not even, I mean, they're saying, okay, yeah, and so this game in the middle of the year, we're just going to, that's your last game, man. That's
well, I think that's kind of cool because you give people a chance to come out and, I mean,
well,
you know, appreciation form and stuff like that.
What they could do is they could, you know, they're not going anywhere. The Yankees aren't going to get into the playoffs anyway.
Right.
So they could just keep putting him in as a DH until he hit his four homers, and then they could make a fuss about it, right?
Well, you do miss that whole, like, world tour where you go every place and people give you chairs and,
well, they're
you know,
not
hats
do
and
they're
stuff
not,
like
they're
that.
They're not going to do that anyway. Like, somebody asked the Red Sox if they were going to do something special for Alex while he was up there for his final series up there, and they're like, yeah, no, we're not.
They might do something
they
nice
said
for
they're
him.
Not.
They'll probably, I imagine that the...
I think they're going to take those bobbleheads, those Big Poppy bobbleheads, and
there's
just
apparently,
rebrand
there's apparently a racial insensitivity problem with the Big Poppy bobblehead they were supposed to give out tonight.
Yeah, we saw it. It's got... It's not good.
It looks like they painted over a Dustin Pedroia
and gave him
sunglasses.
And then white lips.
He has white lips for some reason.
Why does he have white lips?
He looks ashy.
He looks like he's in blackface. It's
yeah,
just
that's
bizarre.
Not a good look.
No, it's not correct.
So that's congratulations, Red Sox, for ruining another
special night.
Potentially special night.
So maybe they could just, like, repaint him and put Yankees on it and give him out as A-Rod bobbleheads or something. I don't know.
I just, you know, I
they're not
going
to do anything for him. And
no,
the Yankees said this
sure
is
the crowds.
Okay, Hal Steinbrenner. Somebody asked Hal Steinbrenner. He said, oh, yeah, we're not going to close the door. We might put a plaque for him in Monument Park. And you know they're not going to put a plaque for A-Rod in Monument
Park.
Well,
I was wondering about that.
Because
they've promised a couple plaques that they haven't really come up with. Because, like, the old man promised Roger Clemens a plaque, and I don't know that he has a plaque yet.
He's not going to get it.
Why wouldn't Roger Clemens get it?
Wasn't Roger Clemens doing drugs?
Well, who cares? Half the people who have drugs in them.
Yeah, I don't care. It's not, they can't.
That's not, that doesn't keep you from getting a monument in Monument Park.
I thought you were so in favor of Lily King.
Wait, that's an Olympic thing.
Yeah, that's an Olympics thing. She says she's our Olympic champion. She's our little swimmer.
One of them.
She's fantastic, right?
She's a little mean.
Yeah, she is
mean.
She
could relax a little bit.
I love her. No, she's good. So that Russian swimmer.
I liked her. Yeah, I liked the tall Russian druggy swimmer.
Yeah, of course you like her.
I went for that. I was like, yeah, she seems kind of nice.
Yeah, she's hot. Just say she's hot. Don't say she looks nice. Say she's hot. She looks hot. So the Russian swimmer is all, you know, PED'd up and everything and has been suspended twice for failing drug tests.
I mean, who among us hasn't been suspended twice for taking drugs?
At the last minute, the Olympic Committee decided, the Russian swimmers can swim.
Well, I think it was because she was hot.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they were like,
oh, it's
fine.
So then our Olympic champion, Lily King.
She's just one of the Olympic champions.
Wiggled her finger. At the Russian.
Yeah, they made it sound like it was like she had, like, you
know,
I don't know.
She said, you can compete clean and win, you know, or we can anyway. Our American Olympic champions.
So it was like a swimming version of Rocky IV last night, in which little tiny Lily King beats big, tall, beautiful. I mean, she's, I don't know, she was big enough to win the race, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they have.
I was wondering about that because
look at
the
shoulders.
The Russian. Oh yeah, they look like linebackers.
Right?
But the Russian swimmer lady looks so much taller that I was like, gee, I wonder if that'll have an impact on the race. But it didn't because Lily King outtouched her at the end. And a good guys beat the bad guys or something. I mean, the Olympics are way more fun.
The clean athletes.
I'm worried about that cupping thing. I think that cupping thing will probably be illegal down the road.
Yeah, okay, we got to talk about cupping.
Cupping is like you give your body hickeys with these.
Yeah, well, you don't do it yourself. You go to somebody who knows what
you're
doing.
Somebody's body gives your body hickeys with welts.
It's kind of like acupuncture where it's supposed to free up your chi and balance.
Is that really what it's supposed to do?
Yeah, it's supposed to.
I mean, I've seen four pieces. I don't remember the chi part. I think it's like it stretches out your muscles or something like that.
No, it's to free up your chi. It's like it
frees up your chi?
Yeah, it makes the chi flow, the energy flow.
What is chi?
What's the energy in your body?
Is that true?
Yeah.
I don't have any of that then.
That's
why I'm asleep most of the time.
I guess so.
Or as I'm watching the Olympics, I'm just eating bags of, chips.
Don't do that.
That should be an Olympic sport.
Chip eating. Yeah. That could be a sport.
So I think cupping down the road could be illegal.
So the cup, well,
because you're manipulating your chi or something.
Yeah, yes, you are. You're manipulating your chi. If you look at, if you see the swimmers,
Michael
with
Phelps
those big,
has about, he has a bunch of them.
Big brown hickey looking.
They got to hickey
things.
Him up to let him to make him race.
Yeah,
his chi is so messed up.
It is totally messed up.
That they got to unmess
Michael
it up
Phelps
before
chi.
Races. So you'll see all these swimmers. And then the reporters on the swimmers all have them now because they have to do stories.
They have to do stories about what it's like to have it done.
Your body sucked
what
on by
do,
a little
do,
plastic cup or whatever
no,
it is.
No, it's a glass. It used to be in the olden days bamboo, but now it's glass, right? And they heat it, and then
when the fire goes up,
because then it creates a vacuum. So they heat the thing and they slam it on your body, and then the vacuum pulls the skin up into it, and it pulls the blood in, and the bruise, those are round bruises, and it's caused by the rupturing of your little capillaries and stuff when the thing is sucking your skin up. So it's like a hickey.
I did that one time to my body with the Snapple cap.
Yeah.
You just kind of press it and snap it, and I just gave myself what looks like a hickey to sort of make somebody jealous.
Think that you were.
Yeah, it didn't work.
It didn't work?
No.
They said, what's that ugly
They
thing
didn't
on
care.
Your neck?
They're like, what do you have, cancer or something like that?
It looks terrible. But that's what they're doing is they have people who are trained to do it. They also have a kind of like cupping thing that's like a big, just like a regular suction cup. And you can do it to yourself with that. But you don't want to do the heating.
Self-cupping?
Self-cupping.
See, self-cupping I might be into.
Yeah.
On those
lonely summer nights. Each other.
No, I'm alone now. I don't know what to do. I'm just like, it's just me and chicken.
Hey, Webhamster Henry on
how's
the comments
Webhamster?
Board.
Yeah,
he says he's been cupped. He says it's.
He's been cupped?
Yeah. He says it's.
It
cool.
sounds dirty when
he
you
says
say
it's
that
like,
way.
It's like a temporary tattoo.
Yeah, but it lasts like a couple of weeks. And doesn't it hurt? Isn't it like a welt of pain?
Yeah, it is kind of painful. It's mostly painful.
How's his chi?
It's mostly
ask him how his chi
how's
is.
How's your chi, listener Webhamster Henry? It's only mostly painful if when they put the hot cup on and you like get a little burn. That's not so good, right?
You burn your body?
Well, it accidentally can burn. Hey, listener David, welcome to Sportsy Talk.
I love Sportsy Talk. You guys were talking about chia pets and all kinds of mixing things up. It makes for a good, my uncle called him, strange name. But we all have a big Greek thing at the end. What was that guy going to be president? There's a Greek mixture. He said, a bacala. We discussed that before. Coochie Fields. Okay, now. Why are you discussing Sportsy Talk? Just said bad news.
Oh,
bad news.
What?
No, I want to do bad news over the air.
Oh.
I'm taking this off the air right now between you and me, quick.
I don't know how
we can't do that because.
I don't know how to do that.
Call screener John is in here today.
Leave it to my joy. One day I will communicate. Wait, can I come out with it or just spit it out? Or what should I do with myself?
David, it's what you want to, what you're comfortable with.
It's your phone call, David.
If you're not comfortable talking about it on the air, you don't have to.
Well, this is by your leave and off the air. But
okay. We'll do it off the air.
We move on.
All right.
Now, I've been watching the Olympics. I saw somebody swim the other day. Mm-hmm. And a girl.
Yeah.
Of course, a girl. Beautiful girl. What was I be seeing? And she was going real, real fast. And she won, Team U.S. They're winning. Go. That's the goal. Jim is right. No, Bauman's right. Bauman insisted. After all said and done, They want gold. They want to count gold for USA.
That's what I said. That's I agree. David, you're absolutely right.
Go get some gold for the good old US of A. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
I think a silver medal would be cool. I don't know. I mean, I would take a chocolate medal, you know.
Silver would be cool when the time, maybe 10, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. But in this day and age, you want to see that precious metal come in to play.
See?
And it sparkles nice. I like the color.
It's a good color.
18 karat gold, you ever seen that? I had coins of it in Mexico once.
Absolutely 18 karat
gold, it looks very good.
That's
It's gold.
Gold.
It's not silver. It's A. Hold on, I remember my basic. I start with DuPont. A-U, not A-G.
A-G.
You don't have the silver in the dark room with my silver stuff?
Uh-huh.
That thing turns black. It turned black over time.
You got to clean it. It's
yeah,
a lot of work
gold.
To clean the silver.
Yeah. Yep, you have to get a silver cloth and keep it.
I don't know if you have to do that to metals
sideboard.
Too or not, but I mean, like, it's it's a real
wiping cloth and use some oil or something. Yep. What's the base?
You have to get like a silver cloth from your grandma's side
cloth.
From your grandma's sideboard.
And if you sniff that stuff, it's really good. It gives you like the
kind of
dizzy feeling.
No, we don't do that.
So, Bob, give me a call someday. My listen number.
You can't say your number over the air, but you know what, David? Call next week when call screener John is here, and he can arrange it.
Okay, that's
cool.
We'll
do it then. Okay?
Hey, guys, have a wonderful time.
Keep watching
Sports Rio. Go USA. Bye-bye.
USA.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, David. Good luck. I hope whatever's bad with David isn't that bad. I hope he's okay.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Very
Mr.
Nice
David.
Guy.
If you'd like to call and talk sports with Sportsy Talk... Because that's who we are now. We're getting rid of the old name.
The Sports Rupture.
Yeah, we're getting rid of that. Okay, so...
We're not Detritus and Buttercup anymore?
No, because people voted it down. I don't know
why. How many people?
I don't know, 14 or 15 people.
14 people voted in that thing?
It's pretty good, right?
Wow, that's pretty good.
201-209-9368 is the number to call. 201-209-9368. Lister Folsom says that your hickey marks are from the salt-eating alien from the original Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool Star Trek.
Yeah, Sluggo always calls me the salt monster. He thinks that woman reminds...
That, like...
Yeah, that woman reminds him of me.
She was hotter when people were hallucinating about her.
Yeah, yeah, then she turned into me.
No, you look like fine. What are you talking about?
He always calls me that. He calls me the salt monster.
Yeah, that's a weird marriage problem. That you have. But have you been reading about the new Star Trek?
No.
There's going to be a new Star Trek starting in January.
One? There's always a new Star Trek.
But I think it's going to be before the original series.
Oh, yeah? Like a prequel?
And it's called Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah.
And I want to get tickets, free tickets. So Star Trek Discovery, if you're listening.
Oh, it's a movie?
No, it's a TV show.
How do we get tickets to a TV show?
I don't know. I'm looking into it.
Okay. Are we getting tickets to see A-Rod's last game?
We are not getting tickets to that.
Because you know why? I don't care.
You don't want to go to A-Rod's last game for free?
I don't care. And sit in the
press box?
No. I don't like A-Rod. I don't care if it's his last game.
What do you mean? You cheer for the Yankees.
I cheer for the Yankees.
They wouldn't have won in 2010 without A-Rod.
Well, that's probably true, but I don't care. I don't like him.
You don't care?
I don't like him. I don't.
Personally?
Personally.
You don't want to hang out with him?
It's creepy.
He's a great he's a great player.
Was.
He was actually a great announcer during the last World Series because they used to go to him.
He
was a pretty terrific, very astute announcer.
I do agree with that. I was really surprised. He was pretty good.
They're like, let's go
him.
To A-Rod, and it was like the most, like the best sense. Like he was the best announcer they had during the playoffs.
I actually agree with that. I thought he was good. Maybe he can be a broadcaster now.
I kind of think he should. The guy has Roger Clemens came and sat in the booth during a Red Sox game because they were doing a documentary about one of his 20 strikeout games.
Yes.
And he's talked about pitching for like two innings.
Oh.
And it was like I felt like I had gone to a class about like it was really interesting to hear him talk about pitching.
Okay. Yeah. All he ever did was get roided up and throw at somebody's head.
That's not true.
What does he know about it?
He spent 10 years before he discovered steroids being good.
I threw at everybody's head. I got angry. I threw it at her head.
not true.
That's all he did.
He threw at Mike Piazza's head. What's the big deal?
Oh, man.
He's fine. Mike Piazza got over it eventually.
Hey, we got a message here on the comments board for your significant roommate, Ben.
Yeah.
Jake from the Strand says, get well soon.
Oh, Jake from the Strand. Ben works at the Strand bookstore.
Yep.
He's known as the Oracle.
Who? The Oracle?
Ben is known as the Oracle.
Why is he an Oracle?
He's old, maybe? I don't remember.
Does he tell us anything? You don't
that
remember.
Was the New York Times did a piece on him a couple years ago where they referred to him as the Oracle, which I call him the Oracle all the time.
We could start calling him that. That's fine.
And then the New York Times referred to another. They're like, oh, Ben McFaul, known as the Oracle. And then like another article that they wrote this year about the, you have to take a test. I worked at the Strand with Ben. That's how I met Ben.
You have to take a test to be an Oracle?
You have to take a test to work at the Strand, like a literature test.
With really?
And there's like a, they had a whole article about
it. No wonder all the people that work there are so snotty.
Well, because they've passed the test.
Yeah, I had no idea.
No, the Strand, that's the fun of the Strand. You know, they have those restaurants, like Dick's Last Resort is another one, where, like, you're supposed to be mean to the wait staff and they're supposed to be mean to you.
I didn't know about that. I've never heard of that.
See, I'm old
is
Strand.
That true?
Yeah, I was from the Strand where it was like, I don't know, the book's over there, lady. Like, I don't even care if you find the book. That was when I was there, but now it's, like, much nicer.
Yeah.
And they have nice stuff.
I'm sure. The Strand is great, and it's one of the few bookstores left. So
in the world?
People ought to go buy things at the Strand.
It's a wonderful bookstore because it's a used bookstore. It's the only used bookstore I've ever worked in, and it's like you find wonderful things there all the time.
What kind of things do you have to know on the test?
Who wrote books?
Yeah, who did?
Authors? Authors wrote them. Madame Bovary? I don't know. Somebody wrote it.
Somebody did.
I passed the test.
Well, that's great.
But that's just because I've worked in bookstores so long that it would be shocking if I didn't know who wrote certain books. Solzhenitsyn or Bulgakov, Master and Margarita.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
Probably not. No, I don't know. The only thing I know about Russians is like, oh my God, they've taken drugs. So what?
Oh my God! Do you know what they did?
What?
Okay, do you know what they did though? Okay,
what?
So
what did they do?
Okay, it was this huge Russian state-sponsored drug program for all their athletes,
Other teams should have done this.
There was a lot of Sturm und Drang about whether or not the Russians were going to get into the Olympics at all, right?
Yep.
So at the last minute, I mean, they did ban, I think the entire wrestling team has been banned. I think the entire weightlifting team has been banned. But at the last minute, they let the swimming team in. But the entire Russian Paralympic team is banned from the Paralympics.
I didn't even know that the
people in wheelchairs were taken. Performance enhancing.
I didn't know that would help.
How could that help? I don't know.
Hello, caller. You are possibly on the air.
Hi, guys. We are. Listen, let's talk about Yeltsin. Right? Remember Yeltsin?
Yes, I do remember Yeltsin. Boris Yeltsin.
He used to call a robot on drugs. And
what's
more, I want to say, cowboys to girls. Da, 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 wish I was. Da, da. I remember I got such this lump of thing on my right side of my throat. You know, I got a cyst the size of a walnut, the right side of my throat, that only won't operate. I don't know, some monkey work holding them back. They come to the station of cowboys to go. Hey, see you on the side of the moon, boys and girls.
What?
Goodbye.
Right. Thank you, David. Bye. Was that his bad news, that he has a cyst the size of a walnut?
Possibly. That does sound like bad news.
That does sound kind of bad.
And it doesn't want to, they don't want to operate. It sounds a little odd.
That doesn't sound good.
We hope you're okay, David.
Yeah, please be okay. 201-209-9368 if someone else wants to call in and talk to us about, golly, Ichiro got his 3,000.
Ichiro already had, he came to the major leagues, the American major leagues. With like, it was like 1,700 hits already in like Japan.
Yeah.
He has now 3,000 hits in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
So he is kind of awesome.
Yeah, he's kind of awesome.
He's an amazing Hall of Fame level player that people adore. So he's got 3,000 hits. Congratulations.
But
he's the 30th person.
Some people get all agitated and say he doesn't really have 3,000 hits because 1,700 of them were in Japan.
No.
That's not
this
true.
Is 3,000 hits in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, in Major League
since
Baseball.
Since the time he was 27.
Including Japan, right?
No.
It's not?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
This is 3,000 hits just in Major League Baseball.
We got another baseball story.
We do.
This is submitted or called to our attention by listener Jason. Hey, listener Jason. We have the Sportsy Talk trophy right up here right now. He said that third baseman Matt Duffy from the San Francisco Giants was traded to Tampa Bay.
Yes.
And I was like, what, the Buccaneers are a football team. And then I remembered, no, the Rays.
The Rays are in last place.
They actually exist. Yeah, the Tampa Bay. He was traded to Tampa Bay, poor fella.
What? I mean, they're a team, you know.
I know, so he has
to
go.
They went from a first-place team that's going to win the World Series to a last-place team that's not going to win the World Series.
Exactly. So the thing is, the sad thing, is Sad Baby Eyes on? You could play that. This is a sad story. Sad Baby Eyes. Okay, so the sad, sad thing about this story is that Matt Duffy cannot take his cat to Florida with him.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Because the cat is so obese.
It's a big cat.
It's huge. It's huge. It probably weighs like 50 pounds and 48 pounds of
that.
So
I don't understand. He won't fit on the plane?
No, he said he wouldn't do well in Florida, I guess because of the climate.
What?
But I mean,
they have fat cats in Florida.
But I mean, you could.
If you're worried about it being eaten by gators.
Well, he's indoors, right?
What's the problem?
The cat is not running.
It's not going to know where it is.
It doesn't care.
Yeah, it doesn't care where it is.
So he's leaving the cat on the street. Wait, with his parents. And I'm like, does Matt Duffy, third baseman, live with his parents? Is he like? I mean, he's a grown-up man playing Major League Baseball. Shouldn't he have his own apartment by now or something?
Millennials like to live with their parents.
I guess so.
Their parents are their best friends.
Do they like to live with their parents, or is it just like...
Maybe they have to. I mean, he's a Major League Baseball player,
right?
So yeah, I imagine that he has enough money.
So why
Hello, caller. You are possibly on the air.
I am. It's Listener Zoe.
Listener Zoe! Welcome to Sportsy Talk. Been a while since we heard from you.
Hey, Listener Zoe.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good.
What's up?
I'm going to a baseball game this weekend.
Really?
Which one?
Well, the Mets are having their first LGBT Pride date and a free concert afterwards.
Who's playing the concert? Is it Styx?
It is Styx.
I love Styx.
How did you know that?
Because I saw a commercial and it was like, I'm like, Styx is playing there? That's awesome.
That's crazy. And they're having an LGBTQ night?
Well, it should be Q. They don't say Q.
But
I think it's
should be.
QI. I think there's an I, too.
What's the I for?
I don't remember. Somebody explained it to me.
Wow.
I can't remember, though.
Oh, I don't know what that would be. But okay, so LGBT night.
Did they let you run the bases or something? I say, I love to run the bases.
Who let you do that?
Sometimes the Mets does.
Really?
Yeah, I think I've run the bases there.
Wow.
Or maybe it was a minor league game. I was pretty drunk.
So what night is it going to be, Zoe? What night is the game?
Saturday night.
So you watch a game, you get a little Styx.
Styx.
Mr. Roboto. That was my favorite song for like a year, Mr. Roboto, when I was a kid. Really? But they have a lot of great songs. Come Sail Away.
Wow. So...
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed they didn't do the knitting and crochet stitch and pitch this year.
Oh, they're not doing this.
Oh.
They're not. There's no knitting.
So it's just going to be Styx and Styx this year. I'm going to make a home.
What a bummer.
That's kind of bad.
The Mets do a lot of cool stuff, though. They do like they bring your dog to the ballpark day.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
They do the sign day. They brought that back a couple years ago where you bring a sign that says, my parents made me a Mets fan instead of a Yankees fan or whatever. You know, like, and you walk around the park with it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They do a lot of outreach. And the stadium, I used to love old Shea Stadium, but the new stadium's got, like, good food, good beer. It's a good night out.
But they don't have bacon on a stick like Yankees.
They
stadium.
Might.
I don't know.
You know what?
I'll look into it.
You're going to look into bacon on
sticks? And I'll get back to you if they have it or not.
Okay, that's great. You should.
Well, they have bacon on sticks.
Are the Mets wearing any like LGBT hats or anything? Like,
rainbow,
they have
rainbow
uniforms of some kind?
Something like that?
I don't know. I'll check it out and I'll get back to you.
That would be great if they did, yeah.
Okay, you are our LGBT night at the Mets official correspondent. So we're relying on you to give us all the information, call in next week and tell us everything.
As soon as I have
it's a lot of pressure, I know.
Yeah,
you're
all right.
On the next Sporty Talk.
Okay.
Let us know.
As soon as you can.
I promise.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, listener Zoe. Yay.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, that's Styx.
Enjoy the game.
Okay, anytime. Bye.
Styx is cool. I don't know.
So
they're pretty cool.
I wondered if it was intersexed, but okay. Yes.
Intersexed?
That's what Danny D says on the comments.
Yeah, what is intersexed?
I don't know, but that's what I thought it probably
what
was.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I looked it up one time.
Did you?
And I was confused.
I did too, but I'm confused.
Do we know what it is?
Listener Marcel M. wants to know why Matt Duffy leaving his cat with his parents means that he lives with his parents. I don't know. We're trying to, we're We're asking the questions, the hard questions on Sportsy Talk. We don't know.
We don't know.
We have to find out.
Should we call Matt Duffy's parents?
Yeah. Can we get their number? That would be good.
Yeah, just Google I don't know.
And the other thing is that that cat is so obese. I mean, that's not healthy. Why would you let your cat get so obese?
What are you supposed to do about the cat?
Just don't feed it all the time. How
the
does it get fat?
Have you ever had a cat?
Yes.
Okay, well, they wake you up at like 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
they're
but
like,
you just give
and they
them
just
a
hit
bit.
You in the face until
yeah,
you feed them.
Yeah, but you don't have to feed them so much that
they
get
don't stop hitting you
obese.
In the face until they're finished.
Not every cat is that big.
Some cats
it's
get
not
fat.
Healthy.
What are you going to do?
It's not healthy.
Look at Garfield. Garfield's been around for 25
years.
He
eats lasagna.
He's getting bigger and bigger.
He eats lasagna. That's his problem.
I don't know why they feed that cat lasagna. That must be a mess.
Yeah, I
Can
know.
Can you imagine what happens?
That's what I'm saying.
It'd be like an Exorcist movie. Giving your cat lasagna. It's crazy. Tim Tebow wants to play baseball.
Yeah.
So there's that.
For Tampa Bay.
Maybe.
For anybody?
For
does
anybody.
He care?
For anybody.
So, yeah, I was kind of surprised by that. I mean, he's been out of sports entirely. He was a quarterback.
He's
in
not
the
out
NFL.
Of sports. He's an announcer for the SEC channel.
That's not playing a sport. That's just like sitting
well,
around talking
was,
about
went
sports.
To,
we could do that.
I think he was in last year. I believe it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
He was. He went to the Eagles preseason.
Yeah.
And he actually, they strung him along to the point where he thought he was going to get picked up.
Yeah,
and then they caught him at the last minute.
And then they caught him. Ha ha. Psych.
The Patriots did the same thing
yeah.
a couple years before.
Wait, the Patriots?
The Patriots,
oh, I remember that.
The Patriots
that was so
had him
weird.
In preseason. My parents
yeah.
went and watched him, and they...
It was so weird.
Why is that weird? He's got a lot of talent. He's a great athlete. What, you don't think he's a great athlete?
He got the Broncos to a playoff
he
game.
He won a
he
playoff
won a
game
playoff
against
game.
The Jets.
He won a playoff game
he
against the Jets.
He beat Rex Ryan.
Yes.
Defensive genius.
How
I'm doing
hard
a little
is
quote
that?
Thing.
Come on.
Defensive genius.
Yeah, Rex Ryan.
And then
Rex
the Patriots
Ryan.
Came in and they just blew them. I mean, it was like 45-0 or something like that. That's the only time the Patriots ever beat the Denver Broncos in Denver.
Yeah.
Without cheating. No, they probably cheated.
They probably
I'm
cheated.
I'm lying. They probably cheated.
They're the Patriots. Of course they cheated.
You just what imagine you the kind of cheating they're going to do this year. They have to play four games without Tom Brady. So they're going to, like,
oh, hey.
You know they're going to find some game where they're going to hike a ball and it's going to go to somebody in there. It's going to
yeah,
be like, whoa,
back,
wait a minute.
Who's their backup quarterback?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
We're going to get him on the air.
Of course we
no,
are.
No, we're not. There's no way no, we're going to be able to get him on the air.
There's no way. But we do have fantasy football coming up this year again. How do people sign up for the Sportsy Talk Fantasy Football League, Jim?
I think you have to send me an email.
Okay.
Possibly.
Send an email to...
JimThePoet@WFMU.org.
JimThePoet@WFMU.org.
Because we already have 12 teams. Everybody was
well,
in last
don't.
Year.
What if people who were in last year don't want to be in this year?
They're going to have a zombie team.
Well, then we're just going to take them off. If somebody's not... If
I can assign a zombie team to somebody else.
I don't want 11 people with a zombie team.
No,
and
no.
Me.
If somebody wants to join and someone doesn't, who was in last year doesn't want to be on, I can manipulate that in some way. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You're manipulating.
I'm
the
gonna win.
Talk?
I'm gonna win anyway. Do we have to sound? Scan this.
Oh,
have...
yeah. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. We can't play that.
We can't play that.
We can't play that.
Sorry.
No, we're in a sound
That's the
scan.
Beach Boys.
We're in a sound scan recording period. And
we
have to,
report everything that we've played on
the
air
music.
Already. Which
we
is
have to put in all this stuff.
Sad
about
Baby
it.
Eyes by yes. the Guided by Voices.
And the Olympic Fanfare.
The Olympic
I have to get the information
we played
about
the
that.
Yips.
We played Two Chains.
Two Chains, A-Rod song.
Yeah.
What was it? We couldn't even say the other thing, the thing about the lobster.
Yeah, we can't say the thing about
the lobster.
We can't
even say that on the air.
We can't say it. That's why we had to cut it off.
That's why we had to cut off the Two Chains. Mm. We'd love to have Two Chains on the show, too, if possible.
We'd like to have A-Rod on the show.
A-Rod has a lot of time on his hands.
Okay, I've been trying to talk about the jockstrap auction for weeks, and I haven't ever gotten around to it.
It's been weeks?
It's still happening.
What is
yes.
happening?
Joe Frazier's jockstrap.
Joe Frazier, one of the greatest heavyweight fighters of all time.
He fought Muhammad Ali.
And beat
him
once, and then there was another match where, yeah. I don't know, one more punch, he probably would have beat him
probably.
Twice.
But the first match where Joe Frazier and Muhammad Ali, smoking Joe Frazier.
Smoking Joe Frazier.
He, early in Muhammad Ali's career, he fought Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier beat him.
Well, this was, I mean...
Fairly early.
No.
It was fairly early.
No.
It
was
early
1970,
enough.
So it was 10 years into Muhammad Ali's
That's
professional
early.
Career. But
yeah.
he had been, like, kicked out of boxing for
a while.
Trying to avoid the draft and didn't want to go to Vietnam, and so they'd taken Muhammad Ali out of...
He was a conscientious objector because of his Muslim faith.
Yes, and that went all the way to the Supreme Court, etc. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't able to fight professionally for like 3 or 4 years in New York State.
Right.
And in the meantime, Joe Frazier, undefeated boxer...
Right.
Became the heavyweight champion of the world in his absentia.
Yes.
And so then they had a great fight at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Two undefeated heavyweight champions for the first time ever that had happened.
Yeah.
And Joe Frazier happened to win that fight.
He won it.
I mean, handily won it.
And when the fight was over, one of the guys in the corner, one of the corner guys who, you know, give him water and cool him off and stuff, asked if he could have Joe Frazier's jock strap. And Joe Frazier said, I mean, that's kind of weird, but sure. And so the guy took the jock strap and he took it home and he never washed it. And he had it for all these years since then. It was 1970, right?
Yeah.
So he's had it since then.
1970, 1971, something like that? Yeah.
Yeah. So how many years is that? 40, 50?
45 years.
Unwashed jock strap that's older than Jim the Poet. And
only a little bit older.
And smells the same.
Smells about the same.
And so it's being auctioned by a sports auction
at
site.
At Sotheby's? I was going
to
say.
One of those sports memorabilia
Welcome
auction
Welcome to Sotheby's.
The opening bid was $5,000. That was
$5,000 American dollars?
Yes, that was the opening. That was the...
Well, you could possibly, like, clone him from that kind
I mean, you could get all sorts of DNA stuff off that. So it's up to $8,000 now.
Is it a blind auction or is it a regular auction?
What's a blind auction?
A blind auction is like you put like an amount and your initials on a piece of paper.
No. It's a regular auction.
It's like $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000.
It's kind of like an eBay thing.
eBay thing.
I think it's like you're putting, you email in your bid.
Should we try to get this thing? What do you think?
Well,
$12 right
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah. I have, how much do I have? I have $23.
Ooh, pretty good.
$23
wow.
today. Yeah. It's pretty good.
That's not bad.
No.
So we can't buy it.
We can't buy $8,000 jock strap.
You just think that it's ridiculous to sell a jock strap?
Yeah,
it's not signed by Joe Frazier?
Okay, apparently...
I mean, how do they authenticate this?
Apparently Nolan Ryan's jock strap from one of his 7 no-hitter games sold for
$25,000. $25,000.
Yes.
Thousand.
Yes. Yes.
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan's jock strap from a no-hitter. So maybe there is like an entire like subculture of people
I didn't
who
like wearing those.
Famous jock straps.
We were supposed to wear those in gym class and stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't really like wearing those.
Well, what do they do? I mean, they just kind of compress everything and hold it in.
I don't
right?
understand.
I don't
I really
don't.
Understand. There's a cup and there's cups.
Oh, there's cups are different though. I understand.
Are they?
Well, cups would be like they're like a hard plastic thing or something that kind of protects stuff, right?
Okay, yeah.
But I think doesn't
I wore those a couple times. I didn't like that either.
No, I can see that. But I mean, jock straps don't they just they're just like sports bras?
Does it
or
just
something.
Help you tuck it underneath? Is that what it is?
I think so.
Are you just supposed to tuck
it's
it underneath?
It's like a jock strap.
Well,
it's
that's what
like
those Draymond Green,
for your
you know,
parts.
Kicking people in their junk and stuff like that. I mean, I think that maybe the jock strap would help there.
I don't know if that would help.
I don't know how those guys see.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody model a jock strap.
The question I would like
really
to ask
sure
outfielders
yes.
or people who slide on their stomach in baseball is, doesn't that, don't you hurt your deal doing that? You see a guy slide through the, you know, makes an incredible check.
But those guys are wearing cups, right?
Cups, right?
Yeah.
You have to wear a cup in baseball.
I would think so.
Or else you get hit in the junk.
Yeah.
And Adrian Beltre was the only guy that we knew that had gotten hit in the junk a number of times
mm-hmm.
and did not wear a cup and was like...
He was sorry?
Sorry.
He liked it?
It made him. Maybe he said it made him a better fielder because he had to be more aware at third base because he might get one right in the deal.
Mm, I don't know. So anyway, it's at goldinauctions.com. GOLDIN auctions.com. Oh yeah, and somebody's put it up on the listener Dale's put it up on the comments board
good.
As well.
So please bid.
Yeah,
does the money go to
bid.
Charity or just to
no,
some guy?
No, I think it goes to some guy that owned the, or maybe his family. Maybe
Joe Frazier
died
a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he had sort of a really sad life after boxing. He sort of lived alone above his own gym, I believe. I don't think he ever made up with Muhammad Ali. Had hurt him sort of so deeply that they had been friends, and Joe Frazier, when he was the champion of the world, had given mm-hmm. you know Ali money and been nice to him and stuff like that. And then Ali said all this terrible stuff about him, and they had three really big fights, one of some of the most famous prize fights in American history. And then
it's sad that he wound up alone.
Yeah, that's how boxing. That's how boxers end up. Sadly,
Muhammad Ali didn't end up alone. He had a loving family.
Yeah, but he ended up not being able to speak and move around and stuff like that.
He was messed up, but he wasn't alone.
No. I mean, thank his family took care of him.
Can we just talk about the Tongan flag bearer? Because that makes me happy.
I don't really get the whole Tongan flag. I mean, I understand it. I mean, I've seen it happening.
Tonga is a tiny little island nation. And they for the Olympics opening ceremony, they have this parade of nations. It goes on forever. It's like all these nations you've never heard.
It's super boring. NBC said all these ridiculous things about people's countries and stuff like that.
It's just awful. Yeah, it's just awful. And it's tape delayed, too, so it's even worse.
The Eastern time zone.
Yeah.
And they did it by an hour. They were and then it's like you didn't even edit out most of the boring crap.
No, they kept all the boring crap, and then they'd like just randomly cut out four or five countries because they wanted to throw
it
in a commercial.
I understand it was like a Portuguese alphabet or something like that, but it made no sense. Like countries were coming and going. I had no idea what was going on.
And then they kept showing shots of like the U.S. I mean, the U.S. went through early on because it's an E, Estados Unidos or something, right? Only in Portuguese. And so they were done early. And since they had it on tape delay, and then they were done early, they had to just keep showing. Like, they kept popping in pictures of Americans, like, standing there going, and squealing and taking selfies of themselves and stuff. And who cares, right? So Tonga.
Well, I didn't watch most of it.
Oh, I didn't.
I didn't hear about the Tonga thing until the next morning.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the
But he
Tonga,
was greasy looking.
Yeah, he was oiled up.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Oiled up?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Why do you want... I just can't imagine. It must just taste like margarine or something.
Yeah, I'm not talking about tasting him. I just was
looking
at him. No, but
it just looks
nice.
Greasy.
It's slippery. So each country picks like one of their athletes to carry their national flag in during this parade.
Yeah.
Tonga picked, I think he's a taekwondo
athlete. Yeah, fit dude.
And he works in Australia with a home for... morose children or something.
Something.
I don't know.
Is morose like a disease?
Yeah, he's like really sweet.
You're maudlin children?
Yeah. He's really nice. And he, he's just like perfectly good and everything. And he's coming in and he's wearing like the traditional Tongan skirt that men wear. I don't know what the official name
like
for that
like
is.
It looked like a grass thing.
Yeah. And he's, buck naked up from there and from the waist. And he's really built, and he's brown, and he's oiled, and he's hot, and he's coming in, and he looks like completely confused, and then he sees the camera on him, and he turns and looks at the camera, and he kind of goes, oh, hey, and it's like, whoa, he's amazing.
He's an internet sensation.
Yeah, rightfully so.
I mean.
He can just walk around with a flag. That's all he's got to do.
He was on the Today Show this morning with the flag.
Was he really?
All greased up. Yeah, because people went nuts for him.
Yeah, of course.
And he's like, well, I got plenty of time, because I'm going to come in last place in Taekwondo or whatever.
Of course.
Yeah. Why even practice?
Right.
And I don't really get it. And if guys did it to a woman, it would be like, hey, you suck. Why are you making...
Guys like to be objectified.
I do.
I know. Every guy I've ever asked about it, they say, you can objectify me, that's great.
Yeah, objectify the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a fat piece of garbage.
That's not true.
I'm tubby.
Oh, God. You should not be so negative about yourself.
But I am.
Yeah, but I wish you wouldn't be.
I want to prepare people for what awaits them.
No, come on. You're charming.
Yeah, that's what I got going on. Charming. We have time for maybe one more call if you call in right this second. 201-209-9368.
201-209-9368, is that it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Mark Sanchez is starting for the Denver Broncos. Is that what
you
said?
Yeah. Yeah, Mark Sanchez.
Like in a preseason game?
That's how you start out. Yeah, he's starting with the Broncos' first preseason game against the Bears. Mark Sanchez.
Mr. Butt Fumble.
Yeah, Mr. Butt Fumble of the Jets. He got released by the Jets. Where did he go? Did he go to the Eagles?
He go to the Eagles.
He went to the Eagles.
He was terrible.
Yeah, and they released him.
They let him go.
Now he's at the Broncos. The Broncos couldn't get anybody.
Well, their Osweiler left to go to the Texans.
Yeah, because he was angry. Yeah, he was
because they wouldn't pay him.
They didn't treat him right either.
And he was a nice guy. I remember we interviewed him.
He was pretty good.
He was one of the people who might talk to us at the Super Bowl week.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to get Wes Welker on the show, too.
Is he still...
He's unsigned currently.
Yeah, but is Wes Welker, like... Is he coherent? I mean,
he's as coherent as he normally was.
Oh,
he kind of had that crazed...
Didn't he hate us?
Charles Manson look in his eyes.
I think he hated me.
Oh. I think he liked you.
No, he didn't. I don't think he...
He smiled at
me.
You.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
I thought he was gritting his teeth. I didn't realize he was.
He was. I thought he was going to smack me.
Yeah,
Prince Fielder.
Yeah, is fat.
Is I don't know
fat,
if he's
as fat as Matt Duffy's cat.
Prince Fielder is the only person who became a vegan and then got fatter.
No, all vegans are fat.
No,
every vegan I've ever known.
No,
just eats nothing but crap. They eat like
what?
Pastries.
You can't eat any of that stuff.
And sweet
That's
stuff.
All eggs.
No, they
yes.
eat. They eat all sorts of crap. They eat just sugar. They just mainline sugar all day long.
Let us know in the comment fields whether vegans are fat or not.
They are. They're fat.
He is retiring from baseball, or like he's just
unhealthy.
He's injured
really
and can never
unhealthy.
Play again.
Yeah.
But he'll still get paid.
Yeah.
But he has.
So what's
he
the
ends
difference
up with like,
between him and the A-Rod then?
They're
neither one of them's
they're
playing.
Both
and they're both
get
getting
paid.
Paid.
They're
yeah.
both going to
so
get paid.
So what's the difference?
Prince Fielder ends up with 319 home runs, the same exact number as his father ended up with.
Oh.
Strangely enough.
King Fielder, his father?
His
Prince
father
Fielder's
was
father,
Cecil
King
Fielder,
King
I believe.
Fielder. King Fielder
Not
and
King
Prince Fielder.
Fielder. No.
No?
Sadly.
His
father was a great Detroit
his son,
Tiger. And
his son's Duke Fielder.
Yank. I don't, yeah.
Princess Fielder.
Princess Fielder? I don't know what his son's name is.
Duke.
He's a lot of fun, though. He's one of those big, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah,
as,
no,
a
he's great.
As a tubby
cool.
man myself,
oh, stop
I appreciate
it.
The tubby.
Golly.
Tubby dudes playing
you
baseball.
Talk about the Hall of Fame?
I guess. The Football Hall of Fame.
The Football Hall of Fame. They had their induction ceremony in...
Brett Favre is in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he is. And my good friend... I forget if I'm using her real name on the air or not. Colleen. We'll just call her Colleen. She is a big fan of the Packers, and she was a Packers cheerleader back when they had...
Really?
Them. Yeah. And so she is... all over Brett Favre, and she was like texting me like, man, are you gonna watch it? Are you gonna watch it? Are you gonna watch it? And I was like, no, probably not. But I have Sling TV now.
How's that working
so
out?
It's great. I like it. So I can get ESPN on it, and I
you were able
I
to
watched,
watch the
I watched
induction,
the induction
ceremony.
I watched the induction ceremony. It was super boring, and I kept waiting for Brett Favre, and they saved him for last.
Yeah, because
they
he's the most famous guy.
Yeah, and it was so boring. It was so tedious. Everybody gets up, and they go, oh, I want to thank God. I want to thank my family. Oh, when I first had coach blah, blah, and I did this, and... I did that. And so then they get to Brett Favre, and he's doing the same thing, and he gets to talking about his mom, and he starts to cry.
He was crying about his mom?
Yeah, he was crying about his mom. His mom was there, and they showed her, and she's crying, and everybody's crying, and I was like, okay, that's enough.
You didn't want to watch the crying?
I didn't want to, I just turned it off. Don't tell Colleen. I did. I turned it off. It was
you
like
just
11.
Told Colleen.
It was like 11:30 at night. I was tired.
Yeah, no,
I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
So then they were supposed to play the Hall of Fame game with the Colts and the Packers the following day.
Which is a lame. It's a
yeah,
lame
but
game.
They had
area.
To, they
play
had
in
to
Canton,
cancel.
Ohio.
They had to cancel it because of the paint. They couldn't
the paint.
Paint
on
they
the
couldn't.
Field?
They couldn't paint the field properly. Yeah, they do this for every game. They paint like a logo in the center of the field or something.
What
they,
was the problem?
They do that every year, every game in the NFL. They
so
do
what
that.
Is? It, why couldn't they? I don't understand what the paint had to do with it.
They used house paint or something, and it didn't
house
dry.
Paint.
It didn't dry properly. So then they tried to dry it by heating it with blowers, air blowers, and so then the turf, the cheap plastic turf, melted. And then they tried
what?
to clean it off with like some kind of deadly paint thinner and it was so they couldn't play the game, so it was canceled.
Oh, that's super lame.
It is super lame. We have a lot of commenters here who say that vegans are not fat.
Yeah, I've never met a fat vegan. I mean, all they eat is
Listener Mike says he knows one.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah, his name is Prince Fielder. I mean, like.
All right, that's it.
Yeah,
we're done. That was his show.
Stay tuned. More Coney Island is coming up next.
With their very special guest.
The guy who wrote the music for the Infiltrator movie. Is that correct? That's an awesome-looking movie.
Yeah, cool.
So stay tuned. They have the best guests on More Coney Island.
They have much better guests than we do because we don't even have
most
guests.
Most of the time,
basically.
We're just the guests.
We're the guests. You are the guests on our show. If you would call us, you could be the guests. But you can't call us now. Okay, so this has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Online, we're at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County, you can listen to us at 91.9 FM. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.